My favorite bird song is the Winter Wren's. Of course, there's a lot of competition for that top spot. The hermit thrush's ethereal flutings, the robin's cheerful carols, the chickadee's simple but lovely little hey sweetie notes, the ascending zippy tune of the northern parula, the sweet bubbling tune of the magnolia warbler, any of these can set my heart to racing. The musician wren of the tropics has a gorgeous song which I've loved hearing recordings of. When I heard the real thing in Ecuador in February, I don't think I stopped smiling for the rest of the day. But splendid as all of these are, nothing fills my ears and heart and soul like that silver-threaded song. Winter wrens have a rather mousy aspect and spend much of their time hidden in foliage or even inside crevices, which explains their wonderful scientific name, Troglodytes troglodytes. The wren family originated in the American tropics, where the vast majority of species remain. Several have worked their way up to North America, but only one, the hardy little winter wren, made it all the way up to northern Canada and Alaska and crossed over to Siberia. Being the only one in Europe and Asia, over there it's simply called the wren. And over there it's a backyard bird. Here, the winter wren seems to stick the house wren in that degraded habitat so the winter wren can rule the north woods. The magical northern forests are fragrant with balsam, the ground softly cushioned with many decades of decaying leaves and needles and tree trunks, as if the dearly departed trees of long ago can't bear to hear their last winter wren song and linger as the notes fade away. Winter wrens received their name because so many of them spend the winter in North America. They do retreat to the southern states for the duration. I saw quite a few in Arkansas during my January there, but in winter they virtually never sing. They feed on invertebrates, especially insects, spiders, and amphipods, which they find hidden in the deep crevices of ferns and other plants, and especially at the base of big old trees and fallen logs. While I was in Arkansas, I saw them often hanging around our campsite, checking out all the crevices and logs and broken branches on the ground. I got a few photos of one, which are on the species photo gallery in my birder blog. The reason winter wrens are so associated with old growth is that they use old growth structures, snags, downed logs, and large trees for nesting, foraging, and roosting. Winter wrens are declining seriously in Washington, Oregon, Montana, and the southern Blue Ridge and Allegheny Mountains, owing to the negative effects of logging and fragmentation and all the associations of this species with complex forest floors and rare community types. Up here, they're still mercifully common. Keeping them that way is a sacred trust. Production of For the Birds is supported by KUMD and binoculars.com. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.